Okay, my brother-in-law, Art Seguin, who lives up in Elliott Lake, related this one story to me. He was a driller for many years and also bid on different jobs, pump man and tailings line type of inspector, checking for holes and leaks, see that everything's all right. They walk up on an area. It's like a same way set up as we have at INCO. It's sort of a scaffolding, wood steps up, and you walk along the line. And if you have any leaks in the line up there, you take a wooden bung plug and you drive in these. This is the way you repair a wooden line. If you see a leak, you just take a wooden plug. You don't need any welders involved. So this particular night, he's getting right near the end where it's dumping out. He sees this light shining in the tailings pond, and he thinks, well, that's strange. That shouldn't be there. He looks over, and then just as he's coming there, I guess they must have known, it started to rise up. It turned its lights on, and a couple of seconds or later, it just over the horizon, it was gone. So he said, my God, you know, he said, this is something. So he walked down the steps at that end and across the hard pan part of the sluice. The first part where it's first dumping is very, very loose, and you cannot walk in this. He knows the area. He walked in the hard part that's dried out in the liquid. You don't sink. You always wear rubber boots. And he turned his 3-cell flashlight onto the area, and he could see a definite big indentation, like a big saucer. It sat right in this loose stuff, sat right there. So they must have been interested, these people, these aliens, in this material, because they were sitting right in the pond. So he comes off a shift the next morning. This was graveyard shift. Reported his sightings to the foremen at the time and to other people, naturally being excited. They walked out the line, and there's a road that goes out there to the pump station also. Somebody, I guess, drove out there, and they come back and they confirm. They said, yes, we've got approximately a 50-foot circle indentation of a belly pad in the sluice. So there was many pictures taken of it, and people were called in. I'm sure people of authority were called in, because they were there with Geiger counters, cameras, press. All this was all in, and it hit all the Elliott Lake papers the next few days. This was the news, that a strange craft seen by a flotation man lands in the sluice pond just outside of the mill, about 2 miles downstream. So this is another one of the stories related to me, and Elliott Lake was another hot spot at that particular time.